Now, the rest of the story. Once upon a time, so the legend goes, there was an Irish monk who believed that there was heaven on earth. The monk's name was Brendan. And one morning, Brendan gathered his brother monks about him and invited them on a journey, a quest to discover this earthly paradise. The monks looked at one another wide-eyed. Where was this Elysian field of which Brendan spoke? And Brendan answered with a silent gesture pointing outward across the ocean. And so began the adventure. The monks, this is all legend, remember, the monks set out in a leather-hulled boat. Mid-voyage, they passed the fiery mouth of hell from which demons hurled smoldering boulders at them. Later, they watched dumbstruck as a glorious temple of crystal rose majestically from the sea. Still later, the monks disembarked on an island and lighted a fire only to discover that they had climbed onto the back of a huge fish. Well, at last, Brendan and his comrades reached their destination, a sparkling paradise lush with flowers and fruit trees. Wandering, they came upon a river. There encountered an angel who bade them go no farther. This, the angel explained, was the gateway to the land where one day the world would be judged. And so, obediently, Brendan and brethren turned back and got into their boat and sailed for home. That was the legend. This is the rest of the story. There really was a powerful Irish abbot named Brendan. He really did make voyages in a leather-hulled boat. A decade ago, a British adventurer, Tim Severin, set out to sea in such a craft to prove that the Brendan fiction may have been based on fact. The mouth of hell described in the legend could have been an Icelandic volcano. The temple of crystal that rose from the depths may have been an Atlantic iceberg. And the huge fish, which seemed at first an island, why not a whale? It is a matter of history that later Irish monks made ocean voyages in search of solitude, and some actually reached and settled in Iceland. Might Brendan have blazed that watery trail? The Voyage of St. Brendan, anyway, is a treasured epic poem in Dutch literature. It has been for centuries. The story on which the work was based was already hundreds of years old. By the Middle Ages, it was widely known throughout Europe. After printing was invented, it became a bestseller, appearing in no fewer than 25 editions. The tale of Brendan the Navigator has been mostly ignored in modern times, primarily because no hard evidence was ever found to support it. Nonetheless, scholars remind us that such a voyage would not have been impossible in those days. And they remind us of one thing more. Not everyone believed the legend of a monk who sought to reach heaven by sea about 500 A.D., but at least one man who read about it was much impressed by the adventure, by the descriptions of a paradise that lay beyond the ocean to the west. And that enraptured reader, shortly thereafter, made a similar voyage, and he did indeed find that lost paradise across the sea. Whether Brendan had ever really succeeded, had really discovered America 1,000 years before, may thus be less significant than the inspiration he gave to a 41-year-old would-be explorer who read about his exploits, an explorer named Christopher Columbus. And now you know the rest of the story.